minutes while we cycle through another call, because after all, pledging to KBOO only takes a couple of minutes, and it's just really a cheering sight. Thank you so much, Amy Goodman, for bringing all these calls in. You can still get a Democracy Now! T-shirt by calling in and spending a couple of minutes on the phone with us right now, 877-500-5266, and that is only $5 per month, which we take painlessly from your bank account, or you can do it on your credit card any way you like, 877-500-5266, and that's not all that we have, right, Emily?
Nope, that's not all. You have a lot more than that. You could go online at KBOO.FM and contribute that way. Click donate. If you're listening online right now, you might want to do that. But if you want to take advantage of that amazing offer to go to New York to have dinner with Amy Goodman for $2,000 contribution, give us a call.
And watch the broadcast. Watch Democracy Now! And you'll meet whoever's in studio. If you were here a few weeks ago, you'd be hanging out with Noam Chomsky. Today, you would have been hanging out with Josh Fox. Last week it was Tom Hayden and Mario Martinez who wrote The Mind Body Code. Robert J. Lifton was in our studio last week, you know, the great psychiatrist who talks about the bombing of Hiroshima, Nagasaki, nuclear bombs in general. He was talking about the Armenian genocide and much more. But who knows who'll be here when you come? Maybe Isabel Allende or Arundhati Roy, maybe Jeremy Scahill will be here, or Naomi Klein, who wrote This Changes Everything, Capitalism versus the Climate. But what we can say is you'll have an amazing time. And I am so honored when you call in, because I get to host you for dinner. Maybe you've made this pledge before and you want to come back. You'll be in the recidivist list. We have a bunch of recidivists all over the country. I do this every single week, sometimes a couple of times a week. But I really look forward every single dinner where I get to kick back with you, toast KBOO, break bread with you, hear your life story, and someone else. Again, if you want to celebrate an anniversary or a happy birthday or a holiday, a graduation, but make that call right now. Whether you pledge $2,000 or $25, nothing is too small and certainly nothing is too large. It's not just a contribution. It's a just contribution that goes directly to keep KBOO alive. Again, that number, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Please call in right now and be as generous as you can. And thank you, KBOO, for being there, for
thank
existing.
You.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much.
And now we move forward to Positively Revolting.
Are you there?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 8:02. Please stay tuned for Positively Revolting Talk Radio.
KBOO would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today. Breakfast is from Toast at 5222 Southeast 52nd Avenue. Toast is a neighborhood restaurant established in 2007 using locally grown and raised products. Lunch is from Bar Carlo at 6433 Southeast Foster, serving a bistro-inspired menu, weekend brunch with vegan and vegetarian options. Dinner is from Mississippi Pizza at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue, with more than 10 years of pizza and salads for the community, along with live music, trivia, karaoke, and bingo.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Vote for Collins, and we take back you with the upper crutches.
What would you have instead?
And good morning, good morning, good morning. After a momentary false start, we are here and we are positively revolting as ever. Good morning to you. We hope you are too. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are thrilled that David Corton is joining us today on the phone. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you. It's terrific to be back with you again.
Thank you so much for joining us. David is a leading critic of corporate globalization. He's a visionary promoting a society based on living economies and real wealth. He's written several books, including When Corporations Rule the World, The Great Turning, Agenda for a New Economy, and his latest, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth. David is also the co-founder and board chair of the Positive Futures Network, which publishes Yes, a Journal of Positive Futures, and much, much more. We are very glad to have you back with us this morning, David.
Well, thank you.
So last week, we had the opportunity to talk with Molly Brown, who's been working with Joanna Macy and has co-authored the book Coming Back to Life about deep ecology and living Earth. And so this morning, we thought we would take this chance to continue that line of thought with you through a bit of a different lens.
Excellent.
In your new book, Change the Story, Change the Future, you detail the essential role of the story in understanding our world. And in the beginning, you go over four different cosmologies, and I thought that would be a good place to sort of root our conversation this morning. Can you tell our listeners what those four different ways of seeing the world, seeing the cosmos, and the different ways that they instruct us to interact with the world and each other?
Wow, you want to go right to the heart of the problem.
You know, we only have an hour. I figure just like zipping straight in there. Our listeners are well-versed.
Yeah, I mean, the crux of it is that we really need to recognize and live with the recognition that that we humans are, in fact, living beings born of and nurtured by a living Earth itself, born of a living universe. And the frame of a living Earth is absolutely foundational. But we miss that because we are kind of stuck with outdated cosmologies, outdated and partial cosmologies. And as you note, I lay out, first of all, I lay out three of them in this book, all of which I think would be familiar to your listeners. The first is the distant patriarch story, which says that there's an all-knowing God who lives in a distant place and all-powerful, and that all that happens is by his will. Now, I look at these stories in relation to three critical variables: agency, where is the power to make change, to make decisions, relationships, what are the critical relationships, and meaning. What is our source of meaning, the meaning of our existence and our lives? Well, the distant patriarch story, all agency resides with that distant God. My most important relationship is to him. And of course, it is a him in the image, not a her. And meaning is the meaning of my life is to try to figure out what he wants so I can get on his good side in this life to get a good place in the afterlife.
Hmm.
The second, that draws our attention away from what we do here on Earth and our relationship to Earth. Earth is, in that frame, is just simply a kind of a layover place on the way to heaven.
It's sort of the pie in the sky when you die philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually heard a woman on talk radio once say, "I believe that my time here on Earth is kind of like a short layover in a cheap hotel." So, you know, you don't try to make the cheap hotel where you're staying overnight a better place to live. You just want to get out of there. So the second story is what I call the grand machine. That's the familiar story of Newtonian science, which tells us that all of reality is like a kind of giant clockworks winding down as its spring unwinds. Now, in that story, there is no agency. It's all just mechanism and chance, the gears, wheels of gears winding out the destiny. Everything is related, but it's like gears or it's like billiard balls bouncing off of one another. And there is no meaning. Wow.
Hmm.
You know, I'm totally alone in a dead and meaningless universe. Now,
let's have a party.
Yeah, let's go shopping.
Right.
Absolutely depressing. Now, the third story is in many ways more interesting. It's the mystical unity story, often associated with Buddhism, but the idea that the only reality is a mystical unity, a oneness, that what we experience as material reality is simply an illusion created by the ego and is the source of violence and our suffering. And so our path to peace is meditation, to unite ourselves with that consciousness, meld ourselves into it, get rid of the ego and beyond it. Now, in that story, everything is one, so in a sense, there's no relationship. We're so related to each other that we are just one. The question of agency sort of disappears, and, you know, meaning is to get out of this reality and meld with the oneness. Now, none of those cosmologies gives us a frame for thinking in any creative way about how do we make this life, the reality that we find ourselves in, a more meaningful, peaceful, and constructive place. Now, what's emerging through a great deal of conversation, and of course, Joanna Macy is one of the contributors to this, also Dwayne Elgin, who talks specifically about a living universe cosmology. And the way I think about that cosmology is that all of reality is in fact a manifestation of some deep intelligence or consciousness. And I think of it as intelligence that seeking to know itself, seeking to express, which is actually a feeling that we humans are born with. I mean, we are expressions of that and our own desire to know ourselves, to find a source of meaning. Anyhow, the spirit manifests, as science describes, through a cloud of energy particles. Those energy particles then mix and join and form into more complex particles called atoms, and the atoms created eventually more complex atoms, and they form together to create molecules, increasingly complex molecules, and then those formed ultimately into stars and star systems, galaxies with planets. And on one of those planets, somehow this thing we know as carbon-based life became established. And in the earliest stages of evolution, as described by science, those organisms worked together with the geological processes of Earth to transform the conditions on the surface of this planet, to create a temperature, an atmospheric composition, weather patterns, chemical composition of the oceans, and so forth, all suited to more complex life forms, which included ultimately humans. And these life forms, again, became, you know, the single cells became more complex as they learned and joined together, and then they formed multi-cell organisms, and those became more complex. And we see a picture of the total of universe, of creation, unfolding toward ever greater complexity, beauty, awareness, and possibility. And to the best we understand the processes, it was a process of learning, of creating, that implies deep intelligence throughout, not a distant intelligence, but that there is are some forms of awareness and intelligence in all aspects of being. And of the beings that we know, we humans have the greatest capacity for self-awareness, for conscious self-aware choice, for learning far faster than any of the entities that came before us.
So, David, one of the things that I always like that Michael Mead said about humans that puts us, why we're necessary, is that we have imagination, which is kind of what you're saying.
That's all part of the learning. We can imagine a future.
And or course, some solutions.
And
of course, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It is, because we can get it wrong, and we can be terribly destructive. But it's why our stories are so important. We can call it culture, but it's the stories that embody our shared assumptions, like our assumptions that it's all created by that distant patriarch, or it's all a grand machine. And the wonderful thing about the living universe cosmology is that it actually draws from all the sources of human knowledge, beginning with the indigenous wisdom that our species was born with, which is the awareness of the fundamental truth of Earth as a living organism, and the sense, not perhaps totally articulated, but a characteristic of life, is that it exists only in community. And the community is constantly, if it's healthy, a healthy community is always continuously self-organizing to create and maintain the conditions essential to life and to the well-being and health of all its members, which is exactly the way we need to think about our human community in relationship to living Earth.
Or that other things have, I'm always seeing something on YouTube where, on the internet, someone is amazed that, elephants have memories. Elephants have feelings. Look at this dog and cat reacting together. Oh my gosh.
Crows use tools,
right. It's nice to see that people are connecting back to that again, but that's something that we have through many of these stories separated ourselves from.
Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know that it wasn't too long ago that we discovered that women have souls.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that one. Thank you, David.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always good to
welcome
remember.
To the party.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Always
indeed.
Good to be here.
You see those pictures. I forget who the early scientist was, but who depicted a duck as a machine.
Yes. Right.
And it's the ultimate insanity. I mean, the essence of our nature is our consciousness, our awareness, and that is so obvious, and certainly in other mammals and living beings.
Well, certainly Francis Bacon had a fair amount to do with that, with this breaking apart of the universe and torturing Mother Nature to give up her secrets, I believe was his quote.
Yes.
Bless, you know. At this moment, I do want to maybe take a little bit of a turn. This is the start of KBOO's News and Public Affairs Day. It is a special day of programming that we look forward to a couple times a year, three times a year here on KBOO. We'll be having News and Public Affairs until 8 o'clock tonight. Noam Chomsky will be coming up. We'll also have plenary discussions from the Economics of Happiness Conference that was here in Portland not too long ago. And many other, Winola LaDuke will be speaking later on today. So this conversation just deepens and continues throughout our day here on KBOO, and we are inviting you, dear listeners, to become members of KBOO this morning so that you can truly be the media and be the grassroots that supports this grassroots radio station. Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning. We've opened the floodgates here. The stampede has started, and it's time for all the little doggies to get along. And I'd like to give away Well, I'd like to give some names, but first I'll give the number so you can join all these lovely people that I'm about to tell you about. 877-500-5266, 2 minutes on the phone, bumper sticker, and all kinds of great stuff for you. But listen, Nicole from Portland, Oregon is called in. Diana is renewing. She's from Portland. Sharon from Portland renewing. Amanda from Portland new. Linoli from Portland is renewing. William and Lindy from Portland have renewed. Julie is a new member. Ding, 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 ding. And Sharon is, a renewing member from Portland. Pauline has called in from Forest Grove. Thank you, Pauline. She's a renewing member. And K-R-E-J and Robin, I think that's what that is, are. And there's a blotch next to there that says renew, I think, possibly. It may say that. Anyway, whatever it says, why don't you join all these lovely people who are joining KBOO? They know why to join because they know how important it is to keep KBOO on the air. And we just need a little bit of cash a couple times a year, and that's what does it. And if you'll call right now at 877-500-5266, you can get your own copy of the book that has just been discussed. Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth. I was just looking up that book online, and I found the line, "We humans live by our shared framing stories and have a deep need for a sense of purpose and meaning. If we do not share an authentic, sacred story, the void will be filled with an inauthentic story." This is good stuff. This is something to cram right between your ears and make use of, and you can get a copy of it for 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. That's how you get one of the KBOO bumper stickers that you see gallivanting all over town, showing the people who don't have the KB bumper stickers just what it looks like to be a responsible KBOO listener. Listen, you got 2 minutes. We need you. We need your time right now. Need you to step up, do what it takes. If you got the shoulders on you to pull along a monthly contribution, I say $10 a month. Come on, you can do that. 877-500-5266. That'll get you the bumper sticker, the book, and a whole lot of goodwill from the rest of us who like to support KBOO. Right, honey?
Yes. Absolutely right. 877-500-5266 is the number to call this morning. What's our goal, Teresa?
Our goal is $750.
We can do it, and we can do it with your help. With your help, all things are possible. In fact, it's about collective action, which is something that Lynn and I talk about just about every week here on Positively Revolting. It is, in fact, the strength that we have together, which is so much stronger than the sum of the parts, right? It is, in fact, the essence of social change and the work that we need to do to create the world anew and make it make a little more sense. In fact, it's all about retelling the story, right? It's about, in fact, making this world new again based on our values of peace, of justice, of democracy, of multiculturalism, of environmentalism. These are the inherent values of KBOO's program charter. And when you dial 877-500-5266, you know that you are promoting those values as well as actually taking responsibility in sponsoring the media that serves our entire community. 877-500-5266. Pick up the phone right now and join us here on KBOO. 877-500-5266. Your $60 contribution does get you a copy of this book, Change the Story, Change the Future, Living Economy for a Living Earth, David Corton's latest work. We're talking with David this morning. And one more time, just to let you know that number, dial now, dial often. 877-500-5266.
And this is your last chance, this membership drive, to support Positively Revolting Talk Radio, and you know you do. You know you want to, so just go ahead and do it.
And you know we want you to.
That's right.
And also, you could do it online at kboo.fm. That's the other way you can join us here on the beginning of our News and Public Affairs Day. Thank you so much, Teresa. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay. Absolutely.
And good morning, David. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. I'm delighted you're using my book as a premium. It's the shortest book I've written and put enormous effort into making it accessible. People find that it's so easy to get into. The wonderful thing is it actually covers everything in a short, very readable book. So I have people tell me they read it multiple times and it totally changes their view of how they see the world, which is part of what we must do if we're going to have a viable human future.
What did Muriel Rukeyser, the poet, said, we are not made up so much of atoms as stories.
There we go.
And I see that more and more all the time.
And it also reminds me, actually quite a bit, of reading Ishmael many years ago, Daniel Quinn's novel, where he talks about the voice of mother culture always whispering in our ear, telling us what is right, telling us how to live, telling us what is normal. And in order to actually get past that, we have to change that voice. We have to change that message. Because how we live, how we have decided to structure our society now, is really, it has to be the antithesis of what is right and what is normal. With the growing inequalities of wealth, with the planetary destruction. And again, I want to go back to relating the planetary destruction that we're seeing around us to probably the dominant story in our time, which is the clockwork universe, the mechanistic universe. You know, with the Renaissance, with the Age of Enlightenment, we moved, some of us, many of us, culture as a whole, moved away from the sky god as a basis of government, etc., but have taken on sort of the science, the mechanized universe, the clockwork, as perhaps another god, you know, and, you know, the godless society. And how that has actually given us to destroying the planet as if it were so much resource to be used up.
Yeah, very much so. You know, it's interesting that, you know, that story of science, the clockwork universe, did bring in the story that there is order and chance in the universe. And that's a very important part of the story. But it's only a part of the story. And of course, it's if you take that clockwork story and then you combine it with the Darwinian, the social Darwinist, I think, the social Darwinist theory of evolution, that evolution is all a matter of dominance and survival of the most brutal and competitive. It obscures the fact that at a deeper level, life is a deeply cooperative activity, and as I noted earlier, the activity of the early organisms organizing to create conditions on this planet unlike those of any other planet that we have yet identified. But that also sets up the frame for the competitive market, which is, again, the distortion of the brutal competition. And all that frame then sets us up for the fundamentally fabricated and false story that money is wealth and is the key to our well-being, and that making money creates wealth, that people who make money, the richest people, the richest corporations, are society's wealth creators. And that gets us buying into a system that, you know, I love Pope Francis's characterization of it, the idolatry of money, that we quite literally worship money as our god, and our meaning, our source of meaning and existence. And
those
that,
are supposed
course,
to be a lot of the people that represent that say they're massive Christians, but I remember something about money tables being turned over.
Absolutely.
Well, there's,
and the defining verse that that no one can serve two masters. You know, either you serve God or Mammon. Now, to me, God is spirit. So you essentially you either serve life or money, and that is absolutely the defining choice of our time. Does life exist to make money, which is exactly what our economy is designed to do? It takes living humans, it takes living communities, it takes living nature, and destroys them to convert them into money through profits. And that money is nothing but numbers on computer hard drives, and we think we're getting richer. Now, it does raise a question about human intelligence. That we're destroying
that shouldn't
the
be
foundations
funny, but it
of
is.
Our own existence to create numbers on a computer hard drive that we can't even see without a without a computer screen. So waking up to we are living beings born of and nurtured by a living earth, that changes everything in terms of how we think about our relationships to one another and our relationships to living earth.
And there is, you know, having enough money to have a comfortable roof over your head and enough to eat and not be completely stressed that you're going to your survival, to get past the survival mode. That's still very prevalent, and that's still an issue, right?
It is an issue, and it's part of understanding what we've done to ourselves. You know, from my experience, spending many years in low-income countries, observing the development process of what we call development, has been a process of alienating traditional cultures from the land. People who organized around directly producing their food and their other essentials of living from their own resources, from their own land, within community, with little or in many cases no money whatever. And yet they often lived quite well. You mentioned the Economics of Happiness Conference, and Helena Norberg Hodge has long been at the forefront of this with Ladakh. Now, you think about it, you alienate people from their ability to support themselves with their own resources without money, then you become, you know, the forces of the corporation take control of the land. They essentially take ownership of control of our means of living, and we then become dependent on money for access to our means of living. The corporations control the creation and allocation of money. We, you know, they set us up so our only way to get money is to either work for them under conditions of servitude, or to borrow from them at usurious interest rates. And we're left with no choice because that is our access to a means of living. So it's quite natural that we end up then focused on money as our key to living, but it is a grotesque distortion. And by recognizing how that dynamic works, we then can wake up and take back and say, well, wait a minute. The resources of Earth, the real means of living, these are a common heritage of all humanity, of every being born on this earth, human and non-human. And that must be shared, not only because that's just, but because it is only through our cooperation with one another, our organization as a community of the whole, that together we maintain the essential conditions for the existence of any of us. You know, that's all part of the story. Mm-hmm. It's so simple, and it is self-evident logic once you see it. But we are conditioned, we are literally trained to not see it. And of course, you know, if you take an economics course, it's almost like a conditioning of the mind to prohibit you from seeing the reality of our situation and to develop a society of money worshippers.
And you are listening to David Corton here on Positively Revolting. We are on KABU, your community radio station, where we are in the penultimate day of our spring membership drive. And it's the beginning of our News and Public Affairs Day here on KABU, where you can join us and you can support listener-supported radio by calling 877-500-5266. Coming up this morning on KABU at 9 o'clock, we will hear a recent talk by renowned academic Noam Chomsky. The title of his talk is It's in Your Hands. At 10:30, we'll go to the plenary session from the recent Economics of Happiness Conference featuring Michael Schumann, Richard Heinberg, Carol Black, and Janelle Orsi. And at noon, a panel from on Real Wealth. Again, continuing this conversation. I love synchronicities. Including Helena Norberg Hodge, John DeGraff, Vicki Robin, and Charles Eisenstein. At 1:30, we'll be hearing from Bill Moyers. And at 3 o'clock, Winona LaDuke. All this coming up on KABU today on your News and Public Affairs Day special. Well worth your call and your support. 877-500-5266. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Ani.
How are we doing, Teresa?
Well, we are getting calls, and let's see, we have gotten $130 in, so that means that we have got $620 to go, easily done with six calls.
Six callers would be excellent.
And you, who intend to call right now, being one-sixth of those six calls,
absolutely.
Your number for calling, your secret code is 877-500-5266. 877 is toll free. You can call from, say, Vancouver, Washington. Hello, Vancouver, Washington. You can call 552-66. 877 toll free, 552-66. And you can get a copy of Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth, the book that we have been talking about. And I think that you'll enjoy having a copy of that. And that's only a $60 minimum pledge. So you could just whip out your debit card and spend 2 minutes on the phone. Why don't you do that? I bet you can do that. And
we'd really appreciate it. In fact, when you do that, 877-500-5266. Your contribution means a lot to us. You can do it all at once. You can do it $5 a month. You can do more than that, $10 a month. Or, you know, for $75, you can, in fact, pick up a copy of this book. You can join KABU Community Radio, and you can get a tree planted in your name by Friends of Trees. We are partnering once again with Friends of Trees to bring our members this wonderful gift of making sure that Portland stays heavily treed. 877-500-5266. It's kind of a win-win-win-win-win-win situation.
Oh, it's so easy to do. It's just 2 minutes on the phone. You know, that's how I did it. I called 877-500-5266. I pledged $25 a month, which gives me a lovely hoodie and a full liposuction.
Maybe not that, but it does get you the hoodie.
I am lying about the liposuction.
Yeah, you are. But that's okay, Teresa. We understand you. And the hoodie is very sporting. It looks lovely. And it's actually got...
Better than a liposuction might look. Yes,
I'm just saying. It's got this wonderful KABU sort of stylized logo. It's got like this transmitter tower with a big star behind it and lightning bolts, and it says KABU Community Radio. It's really kind of lovely. I have one. Teresa, they're styling. Anyway, you can get one too by calling 877-500-5266. The most important thing, though, is to know that this is a community radio that requires your participation, right? Community radio is not a spectator sport. You need to get involved.
It's a duocracy.
The way that we're asking you to get involved is right now picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. With a little of your hard-earned money, we are stronger together. When you pull that money with your friends and neighbors, your $5 a month adds up with their $5 a month, their $15 a month, their $25 a month, and all together we fund this amazing community resource where we can bring you information that is unfiltered and uninhibited by corporate rule. That's important, right? So we can, in fact, share information and develop a new praxis, and in which we can change our world together.
See, that's a live sound. That's a real phone.
500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Call in 877-500-5266 and just help us build our guillotine for chopping off the lies of corporate-owned government. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. We'll keep it banging like a shotgun, as the Coos says.
Teresa wakes up to that song every day. It's true, she does.
I want to hear the Coos guillotine every day. Once again, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth, a book which can be yours, an actual physical book, not just electrons, for a $60 minimum pledge, and that's only $5 a month. If you don't want to give it all at once, we can set that up painlessly. You get a letter in the mail. We do this, we do that. Comes $5 out of your bank account, and we're very happy with that kind of contribution because it's what we call the sustaining.
And it sustains us, and it's actually true. About 40% of our members give in that way, and it's a wonderful thing. Easier on your budget, easier on KABU's budget, and you know that you're doing your part after that one phone call to keep your community radio station live and lively. 877-500-5266. Sustain us. $6.25 a month works out to be $75 in the year. You can get a Friend of Trees tree planted in your name. You can get a copy of Change the Story, Change the Future by David Corton, and you know that you are doing your part to support your community radio station. Thank you so much, Teresa.
You're welcome.
877-500-5266. How many lines do we have open?
Right now, I would say we have one or two lines open, so it is possible
we
to get through.
We can fill them up right now. 877-500-5266. Thank you so much, Teresa. We'll check back. But right now, a little bit more from David Court.
David. So I enjoyed the whole book, but I got to say my very favorite quote, and it's bumper sticker worthy, but it so defines things. It says, I believe to be the fundamental truth of existence, we humans, like all other beings, are both product and instrument of creation, not its purpose. And my cat, I know, really agrees with you on this, but I just find that sort of nails what is happening.
Yeah, you start with the trajectory of creation from the very beginning, toward ever greater complexity, beauty, awareness, and possibility. That is how we know the purpose of creation, is by seeing what it does. And then by recognizing that every being, from every grain of sand to every living organism to all the different mammals and creatures, are all in the larger picture contributing to this unfolding, and that, of course, is we are birthed by creation to continue that contribution to the process. And as you noted earlier, we have this incredible capacity for creativity, for imagination, to imagine a future and create it. But we've got to get the story right and recognize that we are living beings. Our purpose is to live. It is not to make money, nor is it to consume corporate branded products.
And
we see where we get into all these traps. I understand you folks have been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the...
Indeed.
Big item in the news. That is, they call it a trade agreement. It's actually a corporate rights agreement, and it really gets us down to the fundamental issue of, do we manage the global economy to maximize the rights powers of corporations making a killing, or the rights? Feature the rights and needs of communities of people trying to make a living. Those agreements, what they're doing is facilitating the consolidation of corporate control of the means of living all across the planet. The control of the land, the control of water, control of the legal processes, and of course control of the money. Strengthening corporate rights to play their financial games, which focus on making money for the richest people in the world without producing anything of corresponding value. The whole frame in which we are negotiating those agreements is absolutely, totally wrong and fundamentally contrary to our nature and interests. What we should be doing, the amazing thing is, so far as I'm aware, there is nothing in any of those agreements that assign any responsibility to corporations. It's only responsibilities of communities to corporations to facilitate this takeover.
It's obscene.
It is absolutely obscene, and we need totally different frameworks. We do need international agreements, but we need international agreements that support and protect the rights of people and communities to make a living and to play out our role in advancing the creative processes of creation. I am just so disappointed in our president, who told us in his State of the Union message that he was going to give priorities to economic justice and the environment. And then it turns out his real priority is advancing agreements that absolutely undermine economic justice and the environment. And then, of course, our senators, both of our Washington State senators, have lined up on that. And your senator, Ron Wyden, is the leader on the fast track.
Though he switched, turned around there. People have seemed to have woken up a little bit about it. Simply, there's just been this outpouring of, it had to have been to get those senators to change their votes, waking up a little bit about what the TTP is about.
Yeah, but of course, yesterday they turned it around.
Oh, did they? Gosh, sorry, well, I was working all day and forgot to look.
Yeah, no, they got a majority of the Senate to approve fast track yesterday, and that, you know, that included your Senator Ron Wyden.
Yeah, I know.
Both our Washington State senators. I don't know whether they're totally sold out or whether.
Where do they think they're going to be living? What planet are they on?
Yeah. But they're surrounded by the sacred money and market story. And the idea that corporations are key to wealth creation. They even buy into the idea that a corporation like Nike is somehow an American company. Now, in what sense is Nike an American company? Most of these, it's the poster child of outsourcing jobs. I have no idea what taxes Nike pays, but we know that so many of the corporations, have got all these subterfuges so that they avoid paying taxes, and many of the most profitable corporations actually end up getting tax rebates and subsidies, and then they call themselves American corporations and say, "Well,
and job creators
that support our and job creators." It's why I'm so excited about what you're doing at KBOO and why this, the importance of getting you the funding so you can be a voice of truth out there in the wilderness. We've not only got to educate ourselves, but a huge job to educate our politicians that have drunk the Kool-Aid and abandoned the public purpose for which they should be serving.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. It is, in fact, our job. It's what we do, and we do it with listener support. 877-500-5266. I'm just going to slip that right in there. So we just have a few minutes left, David. If we could look at that new story and how we actually, enact that shift. I know each person needs to sort of wake up in our own selves, but together we recreate this world. And so how is it, what are the initial steps we need to look at to create a living economy?
Well, I mean, the first, as I lay out in the book, is to get our story right. It's, it begins with examining those basic cosmologies, but then recognizing that the power of the corporate right and their willingness, their ability to continuously bamboozle us rests with their control of our story, with the story that time is money, that money is wealth, that making money creates wealth, that the richer society's wealth creators, that consumption is the path to happiness, that poverty is a consequence of laziness, that the earth belongs to us to exploit for financial profit. The story that it's our human nature to be individualistic, competitive, and acquisitive, and that the free market guides these beneficial qualities to the creation of prosperity for all of us. The idea that the community interest is simply an aggregation of individual private interests of its individual members. So if we each seek maximum financial benefit, that results in the best for all. Now, we hear that story constantly. Every element of it is false or grossly misleading. Now, on the progressive side, part of our failing is that we have terrific values and we have terrific causes, but we do not have an underlying story that counters that sacred money and market story. And we have got to pull that together. That's why I'm so excited about the lineup that you have today, because you couldn't find a better a better series of speakers and topics and discussions to begin framing, advance the framing of this alternative story, which I call the sacred life and living earth story. The time is life. Real wealth is living wealth. Money is just a number. It's useful as a medium of exchange in a well-regulated market. But we humans fundamentally are living beings born of and nurtured by a living earth. the recognition that life exists only in community, that we are a part of nature, not apart from nature. Earth does not belong to us, we belong to Earth, and our health and prosperity depend on her health and prosperity. That our human nature, our true human nature, as science is laying out in the cutting edges of brain science, is that as wired into our brain, our fundamental desire is to care and share for the benefit of all, that we get our greatest satisfaction and happiness when we feel we're making a contribution to the health and well-being of the community, of our neighbor. And recognizing that, in fact, the individualistic greed, the ruthless competition, the violence against life that are cultivated and celebrated by conventional economics and by the sacred money and market story, that these are indicators of serious psychological and societal dysfunction, the characteristics of the psychopath. And of course, poverty is most often the consequence of a lack of opportunity. We need to recognize that the proper purpose of any human institution, whether business, government, or civil society, is to support people as productive, contributing, sharing members of a vibrant and prosperous living Earth community. We need to recognize that corporations that seek only to monopolize resources and decision-making power in the pursuit of purely financial ends, these corporations have no place in a healthy society, and we certainly do not want to be giving them more rights. So anyhow, that's...
Well put, sir.
Yes.
You know, we get that story together, it changes everything, and we we begin to do all the things that, working with Earth's generative processes, with a living community to restore Earth's health, to restore our forests, to restore our fisheries, the fertility of our soils, and all the things that we've been destroying and depleting. And of course, I mean, one of the most extraordinary things about the early evolution of life on Earth is that those organisms and the geological processes of Earth actually took excess carbons and toxins out of the atmosphere, away from the surface of Earth, and sequestered them deep underground. That sequestration process was part of preparing the conditions for our emergence and existence. And we manage our economy currently to extract those excess carbons and toxins out from deep in the earth as fast as we can, to release them back into the atmosphere in a futile effort to suppress and destroy the very processes of nature that support our being. And we do that all to make money, which are numbers in the computer hard drive. And this is this is the description of the ultimate insanity of the way in which we currently organize.
Well, and it's a deeply unsatisfying way to live. We know something is wrong. As we are on the hamster wheel chasing the elusive carrot, we know that the new iPod is not really going to bring us deep and lasting joy, but it's, the next toy to throw on the pile, if we can even get to that level, if we can get past the...
No, you want the watch.
Can we pay our rent?
No, it's the watch. Yeah.
But we know that something is missing, and we know that that story is unsatisfying. So finding that alternative, finding the new story and life with meaning, and finding that meaning deeply rooted in each other, in the world, and in our connections thereof is really the only way to go that has a future.
Yeah, one of the things I realize in retrospect on the book When Corporations Rule the World, which I published in 1995, it was at a moment when there was a readiness for that conversation. And I was part of the International Forum on Globalization, an international network of folks that we were constructing that new story together and then putting it out all around the world. And that was the beginning of the global resistance against corporate globalization. Timing, the moment of readiness in our civilization is key. And, I have a very strong sense that this is a moment of readiness for a discussion of our stories, this inquiry that you folks are advancing, because we recognize that that things are not working, and that it is something is deeply wrong And I think people are beginning to wake up to the, the story is a key piece of it. So ready to have that conversation to craft a new shared story and accelerate the process of living it into being.
David Corton, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Positively Revolting on KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you.
Hope to have you again sometime soon. Thank you so much for all of your work. And Teresa, we are looking to you now to inform us about what's happening.
What's happening
right now in terms of our community support?
Well, we've got more hundreds of dollars in. We're close to the goal, and this is it, folks. That roaring sound is the falls at the end of the stream here. And at that, once we go over that, it'll be too late
in a barrel?
To join.
In
yes.
a barrel?
Yeah. In a metaphorical barrel. It'll be too late to join Positively Revolting this time around. So now's the time for you to call 877-552-66. You'll be joining Victoria from Portland. Thank you, Victoria, who is a new member. Janet
Fantastic.
From Portland, who is renewing. And Lewis from Corvallis. Hello, Corvallis, who
Super
is
cool.
also a new member. Yay! So glad to get new members. And the number to call, 877-552-66, to quote from the book, which you can get for
$5. You're pounding the table, darling.
I'm feeling like Khrushchev here. To win the table.
And you're sounding like Khrushchev, I might add.
I should get my shoe out. To win the future for life, this is a quote, we who would live in service to life must organize around the articulation and sharing of a compelling, unifying counter story. What a great line, and this book is full of them, and you can have it for $5 a month or for a $60 pledge. 2 minutes on the phone, 877-552-66, and you'll be joining Greg from Portland, who is a new member.
Super fantastico.
And Linda from Portland, who is a renewing member. Jody
Super
Key,
cool.
who is a new member with an EFT.
We call that a sustaining monthly deduction from your checking account, and it's an easy way to join KBOO. Again, as Teresa was saying, just 2 minutes of your time at 877-500-5266.
Let's not leave out Daniel and Pat Townsend and Dusty.
Fantastic.
And Dusty's a new member.
Super,
Super.
Cool. So we love each and every one of you, new and renewing, and we want you to join us now as well. If you have been resisting till now, this is your moment.
One pledge will put us over. That you could be that person. 877-552-66.
Oh, come on, please be that person.
2 minutes on the phone, and you'll be so glad. If you pledge $10 a month, you could get both a T-shirt and the book that I was talking about. How about that? Why not call and ask for that? 877-552-66, and you can join the fleet of KBOO bumper sticker bearing vehicles that you see around town, even on bicycles. 877-552-66, 877-500-KBOO, 877-552-66. How much time we got left here?
We have only about a minute and a half, and I want to also say KBOO.FM. If you would prefer to join us silently, quickly, and quietly online, maybe while no one's looking at work, you could always do that. KBOO.FM, or perhaps you can just grab the phone out of your pocket and dial 877-500-5266. Maybe you're out and about on your way somewhere this morning. You can drop by 20 Southeast 8th. Let us know that you care, that you're listening, that you give a damn about your world and your community radio station and your access to free and independent media. Stop on by 20 Southeast 8th. Let us give you a tour of the station. Let us give you a cup of coffee and talk to you about how radio is made. You can do it, but right now, maybe the easiest way to get in under the wire and support Positively Revolting this morning is to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. With less than a minute remaining, we need to hear from you. 877-500-5266. We are making way for Noam Chomsky coming right up at 9 o'clock. Our news and public affairs day is well underway. Stay tuned all day long for important information, news you can use, thoughtful discussion that you can chew on and that will broaden the public discourse, freshen your breath, right, whiten your teeth, and get rid of the dibs. All right, let's go ahead and onwards and upwards. 877-500-5266. Keep on being positively revolting.
And thank you all for your support.
Yes.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
KABU would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today. Breakfast is from Toast at 5222 Southeast 52nd Avenue. Toast is a neighborhood restaurant established in 2007 using locally grown and raised products. Lunch is from Bar Carlo at 6433 Southeast Foster, serving a bistro-inspired menu.